From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Authorities in eastern Afghanistan say a uniformed member of Afghan Special Forces turned his gun on U.S. military personnel, killing three and wounding one. The incident happened Saturday in the volatile Achin district of Nangarhar province. A Taliban spokesperson said the gunman was one of its men who had infiltrated Afghan forces' ranks. Authorities are looking into the possibility that the killings might be related to earlier deaths of two Afghan policemen in what the U.S. called a friendly fire incident in Helmand province. The U.S. has apologized for that incident. The British public have spoken, and now they're debating whether the voters have rejected Brexit or Prime Minister Theresa May's hard version of a break with the European Union. Former UKIP leader Nigel Farage had advice for Prime Minister Theresa May and thoughts about why the results panned out the way they did.
Resign immediately. I think in the end, personality, not policy, played a huge role in this result.
May is now forced to govern as head of a minority government, and Britain's position on Brexit has become murkier. It isn't clear if the embattled prime minister has the political strength or the public backing to force through her original hard Brexit vision. The Associated Press, citing Turkey's official news agency, reports Turkey has formally arrested the country's chairman of Amnesty International as he awaits trial on charges of being a member of a terrorist organization. Turkish news agencies did not respond to requests for confirmation. Amnesty International said in a statement on Friday that Taner Kılıç's detention was a mockery of justice and called for his release. This is VOA.